Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature some of your favorite Motown artists doing songs that you may not hear very much because they didn't reach very high on the top 40 status. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, the Commodores, the Temptations, the Marvelettes, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Four Tops, and Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, first up this half hour, a song by Stevie Wonder called I Don't Know Why, which was the flip side of his bigger hit, My Sharia Moore. Well, Stevie was born Stevie Morris, and his musical talents were recognized early when Ronnie White of the Miracles heard the 10-year-old boy, blind from infancy, playing the harmonica for his children, and he introduced him to Berry Gordy Jr., of course, the president of Motown Records. Well, Berry named him Little Stevie Wonder, and his third single, Fingertips, was the number one pop and R&B hit 8 months later, the first live record ever reaching number one. Despite his first 3 years in show business, Wonder was presented as a rhythm and blues screamer in the Ray Charles mode. Much was made of the fact that both were blind. And in 1964, Stevie appeared on the screen in two movies, Muscle Beach Party and Bikini Beach. Well, coming up, a great song from 1969, I Don't Know Why, right here on Motown Memories.
I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Always treat me like a fool, kick me when I'm down, that's your rule. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Ooh. Oh, you never stop your cheating ways with another guy, you laugh in my face. I don't know why I love you. I don't know you and me, baby. Oh, I don't know why I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Oh, darling, darling, darling. You throw my heart down in the dirt. Oh, you make me crawl on this cold black earth. Baby. No, I never knew how much love could hurt. Oh, till I love you, baby, till I love you, baby, baby. Oh, baby, I can't stop crying, can't you see? Ah, here I'm pleading, on my knees, I'm on my knees. Won't you help me, please?
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You better get it together, leave it alone. If you don't want my loving, I'll be gone. Get up, get up, get up.
Get up off your high horse, girl.
Baby, baby, baby.
another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory with the Commodores. That was Motown's first hit as an instrumental. That song was called Machine Gun and reached number 22 from 1974 and was the Commodores' first hit. Before that, we heard from the Jackson 5, Get It Together, number 28 from 1973. And we started with Stevie's I Don't Know Why, number 39 from 69. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we continue to feature some of your favorite Motown artists doing songs that may not be that familiar to you because they didn't reach very high on the top 40 charts. Well, coming up, The Temptations with a number 33 song from 1964, I'll Be in Trouble. Well, in addition to being the most consistently commercially successful and critically lauded male vocal group in rock history, The Temptations have been charting hits for over 40 years. Yet, unlike other living institutions, The Temps remain a vital hit-making group with a double platinum album called Phoenix Rising from 1998 living up to its name. In their early classic lineup, with alternating lead singers Eddie Kendricks, David Ruffin, and Paul Williams, with Melvin Franklin and group founder Otis Williams, The Temps, as they were often known, were simply untouchable. Through the years, the group's trademark razor-sharp choreography, finely tuned vocal harmonies, and a number of compelling lead singers made them the great Motown artists that they were. Here are The Temptations, right here on Motown.
What you wanna do? MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
You're the one that I'm crazy for. And every
Motown Memory with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That was Pointed Out, and that reached number 37 from 1969. Before that, the Marvelettes had a number 23 song in 1967, When You're Young and in Love, and we started with the Temptations, I'll Be in Trouble, number 33 from 1964. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and we're continuing to feature some of your favorite Motown artists doing songs that you may not have heard much about because they didn't go very high on the top 40 charts. Well, coming up, a song from the Four Tops, MacArthur Park, a number 38 tune from 1971. While like other top Motown acts, the Four Tops also became popular in major nightclubs around the world. Even in their hit-making prime, the Tops had less athletic choreography than the Temptations, for example, and the group was equally comfortable handling standards, show tunes, and big ballads. Like virtually all of Motown's first-tier acts, the Tops sought the longevity and stability of a career built equally on live appearances and records. Well, here is MacArthur Park, right here on Motown Memory.
It ran one step ahead as we followed in a dance. Between the parted pages and repressed, in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice in flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Still see the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. And the birds like tender babies on your hand, and the old man playing checkers by the tree. MacArthur Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice is flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
I will take my life. after all the loves of my life. Whoa, after all the loves of my life, you're still gonna be the one. Baby, you keep wondering, wanna know why.
Those two songs bring this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. We've been featuring all your favorite Motown artists singing songs that you may not be that familiar with because they didn't reach very high in the top 40 charts. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for future Motown Memory shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website is information on some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.